Can't get away from the fact I've been slacking all. Despite the cost, you know I got to trot on, trot on.
What up, Dynasty players in the house? It's Dynasty War Games, and I'm your host, Jesse Schneeman. And tonight, I have co-hosts, plural. I've got Major Mike Casper returning for the second week in a row, amazingly. How are you doing? I asked you how you're doing.
I can't believe I made it, but I'm here. Here I am. Happy to be here.
Yeah, right on. Right on. And the illustrious Austin Bell. How are you tonight, Austin?
Oh, I'm lovely, man. Get to talk football with some cool people. Ready to go.
Rocking them.
That's why we're here.
I like it.
Yeah, rocking away. Oh, yeah. It's my basketball, men's league basketball.
Oh, nice. Nice.
All right. Well, what we're going to do is play a little Deserted Island, right? We talked about this at the end of the last episode, and I thought it was a really good idea. So we'll just jump in and start throwing names out and figuring shit out. It's a little late, so I'm going to try to keep my energy level up, but we're recording after 9:30 and Pop-Up Eastern. Pop-Up gets a little sleepy.
Yeah, I got another meeting after this, so wow. You enjoy.
I haven't had my chamomile tea yet. So we're going to do Deserted Island, and we're going to do Contender Buys, right? So we've gone through a lot of names already in the last couple weeks, but I think there's still a lot of meat on the bone, and that's what we're doing right now, Contender Buys. And I think anyone out there that's not a contender that's still listening – has some players on their roster that they want to get rid of, right? So we're here to try to tell you what you should be looking for. You know, this isn't exactly the last ditch for every league, but I know I have two leagues that have trade deadlines this week. So we want to get some info out there. Last ditch moves, right? Yeah, exactly. I don't personally agree with it, but I'm also not the commissioner of those leagues, and I agreed to join those leagues when they had those rules in place, so I don't bitch. Unless you try to tack on a second at the end of another pick at the end of the second round, Mike. Then I bitch. So I had to call back to last draft season when I gave Mike a lot of shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good rule.
In fairness, well, I just got mad. I was mad about a lot of things. In fairness, I had bought a new grill, and when I put it together, I put the brackets on facing the wrong way to hold the thing. So, you know, I put the whole thing together and then I had to take the whole thing back apart and put it back together again. I was really pissed that day.
I know how that goes. I've done that once or twice.
All right. So, Mike, you are stranded on a deserted island. And you're allowed to bring some buddies with you. Okay. So what I want to know is, I want to know a young, and by young, I mean not crusty, right? Under 29 years old, wide receiver, tight end, and running back that you're going to bring with you.
Okay, so these are for our contender buys. So yes. Under 29?
Yes, you're a contender that's stranded on a deserted island. You're very lonely. You've got bye weeks and injuries, and you need to fill in, and you just need some company.
Okay, so my running back is Jaylen Warren.
Oh,
I don't know if the ship has sailed for him or whether the person holding him really realizes his value right now. But if Najee wasn't getting all the touchdowns, I think we'd be focusing a lot more on Jaylen Warren, he's been playing pretty much half the snaps all season, really involved in the receiving game. Finally had a big blow-up game, actually, against the Rams this weekend. But, I feel like he's still going unnoticed because he's just not getting all the touchdowns. So he's a running back I would buy. This one might be going on a little bit of wishful thinking. Should I talk price about him?
Let's do that after.
Throw him out there, and then we'll go through one by one.
Okay. Michael Wilson, Ooh, is okay. The other one. Nice. I like with Kyler back. And tight end is Ferguson, Jake Ferguson.
Ah.
For the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, me as well. That's who I had as well for this category.
So
all right. So let's start with Jalen Warren. All right. So I personally, I think he's looked like the best back in Pittsburgh for 2 years. You know, the last season and a half or whatever. Najee, it feels to me like if this was a different coaching staff, let's say everything was reset with this same roster and Green Bay's coaches, then Jalen Warren would be Aaron Jones and Najee would be like A.J. Dillon. Kind of an afterthought, getting some touches just to spell Jalen Warren because he's the better player. But because they spent this draft capital on Najee and Mike Tomlin is very loyal and he likes big backs and blah, 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 they just keep pounding him into the offensive line until once in a while he shoots off for, like, you know, he finds an open lane and he shoots off for 20 yards. But it's really, really annoying to watch. And it's like the same thing with the offensive coordinator. Mike Tomlin won't fire him. He's needed to be fired for 2 years. And we have this just crap product on the field for it. But because of it, Jalen Warren's price is probably depressed. I mean, what do you have to pay for him? Like, pay for, to get him?
I mean, I don't think it should cost more than a second, maybe even a mid-second at that, if you want to pay it. I just to, like, throw some stats out there. So they've been playing half and half all year. So I don't think there's super big loyalty if you look at the snaps. Like, Najee has a slight edge, but it's all in the 50s from what I'm
saying. I feel like Najee should be, like, straight up the number two back, though, is what I'm saying.
I agree. So you look at Najee's last four games, right? He's got 18 points, 15 points, 10 points, 15 points. And that's with three touchdowns. So if he didn't have – I know, like, you know you can always, like, wish cast, but those were his first three touchdowns of the year. And so if you take those away, like, he looks awful, to be frank. So, I don't know. I love the idea of buying Jalen Warren if you can get him. If somebody's asking a first, I think that's way too much, but on a crappy offense. But
if you're a contender, your second is most likely 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
I would easily pick contender second.
Yeah, there's no way I'm giving him up for that. But I agree. If I would pay that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I think it has to be more. I think whoever you drafted in the second round this year.
So like what a Marvin about, Mims?
Yeah, right. I think that would get it done. Or how about Jalen Hyatt? Does he have any value anymore?
I looked through the trade browser and it's Jalen Warren for a 25 third and Hyatt was the most recent one. It was today.
Oh,
okay.
Now we can't see where the thirds are, obviously. And this is a 24 second for Jalen Warren. Again, can't see where the pick is, but Bryce Young for paying? A 24 second and Jalen Warren.
Are you paying that, Mike?
Yeah, I'd pay that. Yeah, I don't have a whole lot of belief in what's going on with the Giants. Sorry, Chad.
I hear you. Right. Chad would be absolutely dogging the Giants if he was here. Are you paying that, Austin?
A single second?
No.
Any of them. Anything that I've said minus the Bryce Young one. Yeah, I have no problem. Hyatt and a third, that's easy.
Hyatt and a third, okay.
Third. 2 seconds is 224 seconds for Warren. So the price seems to be Kendre Miller and a third for Warren. It seems to be kind of around there.
Yeah, I think those are all perfectly reasonable prices.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So if we're crossing over position, we need to throw out a young player because it's a non-contender. I think that makes sense. I think we got it. I think we can move on to Michael Wilson, which I think is a really good call. Maybe like sort of the undershadowed player in that offense. I don't know. Where are people on Michael Wilson?
He's going to be a hard buy on a non-contender, in my opinion. Like, if a non-contender has him, why would they want to sell a rookie receiver who's shown – I mean, I think he almost has like 70 or 80 points this year. I don't know why. I love the call, if you could get him for cheap, of course.
I mean, he hasn't done anything really since his big blow up game in week four, right? Like, he hasn't had over 10 points. That's the only reason why I think you might be able to be like, hey, you paid a, I mean, because what, he's probably going in the third round?
If that, if not fourth. Yeah,
if not fourth, hey.
I'll give you mid to late third.
I'll give you, I mean, I'd be okay giving up a contender second for him, to be honest, to see what he's doing with Kyler.
I think he's at least worth that. I would definitely give up my second for Michael Wilson, because then I also feel like, yeah, all right, I'm throwing away my second, but I want to strategically throw away my second to where this guy could actually get it turned into something. But with Kyler back, it just depends on how savvy the other owner is. I'm not sure if they watched that game, but Kyler looked great. This is a really, it's a good chance for me to take a little victory lap. If you guys realized that I was buying up all the Kyler, and telling y'all to buy up all the Kyler. He looked really good, and Michael Wilson looked really good on the touchdown he got called back to. I don't know if you all saw that, but he wrecked dudes on his way into the end
zone. Yeah, I mean, he got 89% snap share with six targets first game with Kyler. No problem with that. That's all you can ask for.
Absolutely. Trey McBride not only blew up numbers-wise, but he looked fantastic doing it. His hands are elite. I mean, he made some really tough plays.
He's like, come on, Sam Laporta. I'm going to get on that. Get the young tight end bus going.
Or Dalton Kincaid. I guess Dalton Kincaid pissed off Stephon Diggs. Is that what you're trying to tell me earlier, Austin?
No. It's Trayvon Diggs saying that his brother needs to get out of Buffalo. That's what he keeps saying. He said it for weeks now, but he's been more adamant about it after watching the offense.
Yeah.
And it was me talking about Mike, about how Diggs could be out of there after this year with his old Justin Jefferson trade.
Let's go to Kansas City?
Yeah.
It's okay. If I win the championship with him this year, I'm okay.
There you go.
That would break my heart if Diggs went to Kansas City. I just don't. I know that they're going to get a wide receiver, but I'm just hoping that they don't get him.
Yeah.
Let's get back. All right, let's get back to Michael Wilson. So, Austin Bell, where are you at with his value?
I don't really want to pay a second, and maybe that's me not being, I don't guess the word knowledgeable enough on what I've watched from him. But I don't know. I feel like it's too good of an opportunity for them to replace him next year. Now, Hollywood most likely is leaving. But it just, I don't know. I don't feel great about it. I probably would rather spend my second on a running back, to be honest, if I'm a contender, than a rookie receiver who I'm not going to trust playing most weeks.
I don't think they are going to replace him. I think they found something with him. He can play boundary receiver, which is kind of hard to find and kind of hard to just replace. It's easier to find weapons around your base, you know what I mean? And that's what he plays. He's big enough to beat press coverage, and he's really tough and physical, so he's gonna break tackles and do the kind of things, block and do the kind of things on the outside that they want him to do, a lot of the dirty work, so that they can have smaller, faster players like Hollywood either stretching the field or playing underneath. So I really like him to have a role there. I don't necessarily think he'll ever be a star, but I think he'll be a very usable player.
Isn't Rondale's contract coming up soon too?
Yeah, I don't think I.
Well, he doesn't. He doesn't scare me at all.
Yeah. But I mean, he's the two there right now. So
right? Yeah, he's a two on the inside more than he is.
Right. He's basically just kind of.
He's definitely not a boundary receiver. That doesn't worry me. I feel like they have enough assets coming into next year. They have two first, isn't that right?
I think they did a lot into their defense because their defense is atrocious, especially with a defensive head coach, right? So,
I mean, your price point seems dead on. I looked at Keep Trade Cut out of curiosity, and he's two spots behind a late 24 second. So you're about dead on what you think he's worth.
I mean, I'd pay more than – personally, I have him at like a mid to high second. I really like him. For the miss rate on seconds and with the youth and the possibility that he could turn into more. I like what I'm getting out of him now.
Yeah.
Somebody that I wouldn't mind plugging in for injury or bye, the possibility that I could get more.
And yeah, and these are kind of people that I see not as a just the contenders, like, hey, throw them in the garbage at the end of the year kind of a thing.
Yeah,
but,
of course.
Yeah,
but like
right.
an actual, I think they could increase in value.
Yeah, I love the call. It just, it scares me on a contender.
Yeah.
I think he's a great buy. I just don't know if I would want to play on a top two or three roster. Am I going to feel comfortable putting Michael Wilson
putting him in the starting
as a flex? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like that makes sense.
It feels scary.
Makes sense.
So maybe it's too much of a hedge for you.
Yeah. I mean, I love the idea of buying him. I think Mike nailed the fact. I mean, looking at his snap shares, even targets. I mean, it's all you can ask for a late round pick for a rookie. I mean, it's great, but it's just that specific as a contender, it scares me.
Yeah. No, makes sense.
How do we feel about Ferguson?
I mean, I feel like this is the case with any tight end, right? Like, you're mostly chasing touchdowns most of the time anyways. But I mean, he's been solid out of the bye. He's got the snaps. He's got 20 targets since the bye. He's had a touchdown in every game. So I just feel like they kind of figured out a way to start using him after the bye. Which is great to see. There just aren't many tight ends really doing that. And I picked him up off of waivers in the offseason in a lot of places. So again, it's like, you know, do you trust that defense in the playoffs? I mean, they've got Detroit, Miami, and Buffalo in the fantasy playoffs. So
those are good matchups, actually.
Yeah,
they should at least have to put up points too each week. So
exactly.
Yeah, so I just.
I love
it. I like it.
I don't know what he's going to cost you, but I love the idea of trying.
Would you
down tier? Like, let's say you need a wide receiver or you need a running back, and let's say you have Goddard, somebody you can't use right now. Mm-hmm. Would you take I'm just trying to think of a running back that fills a hole in Ferguson? I'm not, like, you know, obviously.
Warren. I was going to say, would you take a Warren and Ferguson?
I don't think that's enough for me for Goddard.
I don't think so either.
That's not enough. I would need a bigger piece to move off of Goddard. But
if I need both of those players, I might be persuaded. I don't know. So yeah, what would you need?
Do you feel comfortable enough doing that? I mean, this time of year, we get, you know, we panic. So there's going to be people that are like, ooh, dude, I really need this running back for this final stretch. You know, are you comfortable enough with plugging in Ferguson as your one?
I kind of am, because they look at him in the red zone, in the end zone. You know, it's not just a mistake. They're like, oh, he got a touchdown. No, that's one of their go-to moves, is to throw to the tight end. And it's not just him. It was Shoemaker, and there was a third tight end that got at least one touchdown this year as well.
Hendershot, I think.
Oh, yeah, Peyton Hendershot. Yeah, exactly.
So those guys aren't really getting the snaps anymore, which is why I like Ferguson more.
Right, exactly. But to me, it just says that they look for the tight end in the end zone.
Yeah.
That's one of their go-to plays. They don't really have a big go-to back. Both Pollard and Dowdle are like little fast guys. I don't really think they trust them.
That's why Schultz was a thing for a while. Because Zach was going to the tight end.
Well, Schultz is also just kind of good.
Yeah.
You know, he's shown it in Houston as well.
Yeah.
It's a great call. I hadn't thought about it. Looking at keep trade cut, he's actually tight end 11.
Yeah.
Which is pretty crazy. He's above an early 24 second.
Wow. I don't know if you have to pay that.
I agree. I don't think you would either.
Because he's probably like the second or third tight end on, you know.
I think everyone in your league would freak out and yell if anyone paid a first for him. Of any kind.
Yeah. I mean,
even if
1.0 premium. Yeah.
Well, 1.0, like, he better be a first. A rookie tight end putting up these numbers, you need to.
He's not rookie. It's his second year, right?
Second year. You're correct. Okay, correct. Yeah, they drafted the other guy. My fault.
Let me ask you this. If you have your late first as a contender, would you trade for Ferguson and an early second?
Oh, yeah. That's it. Absolutely.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Rob, I think it probably needs to be a mid second. I don't
probably really a mid second. If it's an early second, you're talking a couple picks.
2 to 5 spots isn't enough for me to move down.
Depending
on where those teams are. If you're the 7th team and the 5th team, or the 4th team and the 8th team, you know, not necessarily 1 and 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I do want to preface all of this though with, like, in most leagues that are sane that don't have trade deadlines, I won't move my first until, like, I'm locked in that position a week or two before the playoffs, just because of injuries and stuff. I bought too many.
That, or I'm a top 2 team now. Like, I'm sitting at 19-1 against the median. My first can go. It's going to be a playoff pick. At worst, going to be, you know, most likely a bottom 4 pick. At that point, you know, obviously most of the other teams are going to feel the same way, but at least I know my pick's most likely 9 through 12.
Yeah, absolutely.
Last year on one team, I bought Mixon and Dalvin right before the playoffs started, and then got eliminated and sold them for more than I got them in the playoffs. Wow.
Can absolutely do it. And that's another thing we as dynasty managers need to think of, is when we're buying these assets, barring something, you know, we can't foresee, a lot of times you can flip these guys again, whether it's a couple weeks later or the next offseason, whatever it may be. You know, say you are a middle of the tier team right now and you want to buy Swift. Say you can get him for a single first. Say Amon-Ra gets hurt and you're like, well, dang, there goes my playoff chances. Flip Swift back for a first. Most likely that can happen.
Another playoff team, yeah.
Yeah. So we have to think, you know, it costs, and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I just paid a first for X player. But a lot of times you can flip that player right back without losing too much of your assets.
You don't have to wait till the postseason to start making moves again. Yeah. In teams that don't have deadlines. I'm in a lot of those where it's just kind of free reign, Wild West. We're all adults. We all know what we're doing with our teams. And also, let me also say that these are leagues where you pay a year or two in advance. Correct.
Yeah.
Which is a must for no trade deadlines.
But I love seeing a contender overpay to try to win a ship. Yeah. I'm like, all for it. How about that sucking team?
Sure.
I like it. I fully
leads to parity. Yeah. Absolutely.
You did it last year. I think it was the semifinals. You paid and you went for Tyreek and Henry, I think it was, and gave up like JT and another huge PM. It was a way overpay. But what it did is it got you a championship.
I gave up Lamar at some point, but
yeah,
you know, and that turned into Russ and some other pieces. But then I had Fields, but I overpaid to get Hurts. And now I'm like really glad I'm not stuck with Fields. So, like, you know, you never know what can happen.
Absolutely. Oh, excuse me. Mine aren't going to be that good. I just want to go ahead and say that. Those were great young buys. I have some good older ones, but for young, mine aren't going to be that pretty.
I have a couple good ones.
Good. Go ahead.
Right, so my running back is Pacheco, right? And I kept wanting to throw this out there when we're saying, like, Ferguson and a running back for Goddard. I would do that, Ferguson and Pacheco for Goddard, because I believe he's going to have that specific role at least the rest of this year. He's getting a lot of volume. And then into next year, he's a cheap option. He's got 2 more years after this one on his contract. They will absolutely bring somebody in to split carries and catch passes, but he's going to get run. I see him as the Carrell Buckhalter of this offense. I don't even know if you guys know who that is. But he's just Andy Reid is loyal to running backs like this, so he will have a role. I just, for his price and for how much I feel like I have to sell this, it's kind of an obvious buy, right? He's a mid-second, gets it done kind of guy, right?
I don't think so.
I don't think he's being sold for that, though.
No,
there's always the allure of him being on the Chiefs, like, I think he's close to contenders first.
I agree.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, he's above an early 24 second Keep Trade Cut, which I don't really love this website. I've said that multiple times, but it's a good idea to get an idea of how the dynasty community views something.
If the offense was doing better and if they had threats at wide receiver, I honestly think Pacheco would be having a much better season.
Yeah.
But
and he's still been solid.
And he's been okay. Yeah.
Let's say I'm in this weird position where I'm a contender and I lost my late first because I took Quentin Johnston, right? Can I claim something out of Pacheco, like out of Quentin Johnston by getting Pacheco for him or reclaim, I guess is what I'm trying to say, or are they going to tell me to go fly a kite?
It's totally manager dependent. There's always going to be people that believe in somebody still that think, as the season goes or next year when, whoever X player is gone, he's going to have a chance.
But
you're most likely paying something. You're most likely paying something.
Yeah. What like Josh Downs or, Mingo, one of these guys that, I guess.
Downs has actually been producing. Yeah.
Downs, I don't really want to do that. Yeah.
You're right. But really Mingo. I think Mingo in a third.
Yeah, maybe. It's tough, man. I think Pacheco's viewed higher than I expected whenever I looked to go by.
Yeah.
Well, I guess what I'm thinking is that the running back market is depressed. And if I can throw out a wide receiver that has some upside that is very young, that somebody might jump at it.
Would you pay Mingo in your playoff second for him? Or Quentin Johnston in your playoff second for him? Because I think that's what it's going to take to have a chance.
I would probably do Mingo in the second, yes. But Johnston in the second, no, because I have too much invested in him. And I would probably just try to wait it out with him. I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes you got to win a championship.
Yeah, right. I would rather spend that. I'd rather save that second ammunition and try to do something else with it.
Okay.
As in, my wide receiver that's on this list is TMC, right? So I don't think you have to spend a first to get Terry McLaurin.
His value is so weird. I don't know. For a while, I feel like it's been a first for years. So, and he's doing well this year, so.
He is, and like he's the focal point of their offense, and I don't think you have to spend a first to get him.
Yeah,
I got him for Mixon and like a 26, what equates to a fourth and a fifth. So it's a C2C league, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the draft is so depleted that a first rounder is basically like a fourth rounder.
Yeah.
It was like A.T. Perry and stuff like that was going in the first round of the last draft. So like Mixon in a fourth and a fifth is all it took to get McLaurin, which my jaw hit the floor. I couldn't actually believe that I could take this like expiring, turning to dust asset and actually get it like a real wide receiver in McLaurin that I will, he's a plug and play guy. I'll put him in my lineup every single week and not worry. Feel like I'll get my 15, 17 points.
Yeah.
And we have,
he's 28, right? Know, he's
okay.
Going on 29. Older.
Okay.
Under
you're talking about like dust. Like he's
under 29. He's
30.
He's a wide receiver. He was an older prospect. So it doesn't seem like he's been in the league for all that long. I think he's got a lot of tread left on his tires.
I think the price is good, what you paid, but I don't think they're that far apart in value. I don't think they are
either, yeah.
I think maybe a rookie third.
But I gave you McLaurin in a second for Cup.
Which I thought was extremely fair. Yeah, Mike and I got a couple trades done this week. Yeah. So in that same league, he traded for Jefferson, where he's going for it big time. He traded for Cup. McLaurin in a second. I think that's very fair. You know, you get the extreme upside of Cup that could absolutely win you any playoff game.
But I think that's why, like, he's a first and it's like McLaurin's worth a first because I feel like that's a first and a second for Cup, right? not 2 seconds for Cup.
And to be honest, I think McLaurin's worth a future first. I don't even know if he's worth. I don't even think you have to pay a 24 first in most leagues.
I would absolutely do that.
Interesting.
I would absolutely pay contenders first. Or let's say I get Zay Flowers. I drafted Zay Flowers. I would pay that for TMC, would you?
No, I don't want Zay Flowers.
Yeah, I'd rather have the youth, I think, there.
Absolutely. I'll take and the production's not that far apart. I mean, Zay's kind of cooled down some, but mm-hmm. he still had more decent weeks than not.
Yeah.
I will take the rock solid consistency going into and through the playoffs out of TMC and not have to worry about the volatility of Lamar and that offense and Zay Flowers being a rookie. And then know that TMC holds value after I'm done this run and can flip him for
a second.
Yeah. Well, a second really in the offseason?
Absolutely. He's definitely going to drop back down once he's not scoring you points.
Yeah. Once he goes into 29 and.
But if I get eliminated, I flip him for a contenders first.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You hope. I mean, that's definitely the hope. I like the idea.
And then for tight end in this category, I'm going to bring a kayak, and I'm going to paddle over to Mike's Island where Ferguson is and hang out because that was my guy. All right, who you got for us, Austin?
Well, my running back that I had, I thought was much cheaper. And then looking at today's price in a trade that you got completed, apparently he's not. Brian Robinson.
Oh.
Who my running back was. And I saw that trade and was like, oh, maybe he's not cheap. That was a pretty ridiculous trade, to be honest. It was what will be the 112.
Derrick Henry and the 112.
And what will be the 112 for Brian Robinson.
You're talking about Patreon 14.
14, yeah, the 24 manly. So it's got some complex some differences in the league and why it is the way it is. And I understand why he made the trade.
But that's a lot. That would be 106 or higher.
No, he gets the last pick when he comes down, when he relegates. He gets the last pick in his new division.
You know, I'm pissed too because I think I'm the one that told him what was going to happen because I sent him a DM and I said, hey, you know, Andrews is your highest scorer, right? I really need a tight end and I've got two firsts. Are you interested in that and anything else? And then I saw that trade go through and he didn't respond to me. So I was like, dang it. Come on, man.
Yeah. He just sent it to me and I was like, all right, so I have Brian Robinson, and I'll get Derrick Henry, and a first. Like,
that's him, Brian Robinson for a first. Like, yeah, I think absolutely. He's worth it first.
Right. It's exactly what I thought, and I didn't look at his roster, but I assumed it was because Derrick Henry was his highest scorer, and he was going to lose him, but that's not the case.
No, I think it's because Andrews would be his highest scorer.
Correct. He wanted Brian Robinson to be the guy he lost.
Well, I've been trying hard to get relegated and this season so that I then get relegated again next season out of the league entirely. That's what has been my goal.
I don't think you're supposed to tell people that.
I told Neil that already. So it's fine. But I'm not like actively trying to lose games. I've done what I can do. With the shit bag that I have. So,
hey, I'm trying to win 2 years in a row, two separate divisions. That's kind of impressive.
That is pretty impressive.
But I've lost.
I'm only actually one game out of not getting relegated. So, I feel like Derrick Henry might actually help me do that. So, go make a little run here.
There you go.
Yeah. So, that being said, I did a switch up and went to the hometown Chuba Hubbard as my cheaper contender buy.
I'm a little
scared that Miles Sanders has been hurt this year and he's getting healthy, and that's why you're seeing a little bit more usage.
Yeah.
And also not scared that the offense is just so terrible that Hubbard can't really get anything going. But he's getting the usage, he's getting the touches, and to be honest, I was never a Chuba fan. He looks pretty good. To be completely honest, I watch every snap. he's a solid running back. He needs to be in a one cut offense, which at the moment we're not good at anything on offense, but the Panthers, if they can get him as a one cut runner, he makes a line and goes.
Which is something that Sanders is not good at, because he can't He can't find that cutback lane because he's got the worst vision of any running back in football.
Which is why they brought him in, because they didn't want the offense to be a one cut and go. But the problem is they didn't change the offensive line to match the running scheme, which is why we have a mess in general. But yeah, I think Hubbard's a pretty safe, going to get at least 12 touches a game. And if the offense can just come up to somewhat close to league average, he can be a, you know, a league winner in your flex spot when it comes to the week 14, 15, 16 kind of thing.
I think Chuba has been really good for like 2 years now. Like, since he's gotten drafted, I just think he's just been a really good, solid running back. And there's so everybody that can't see us, Austin decided to pick up his little beagle puppy, and it licked his face in the middle of me trying to concentrate on something.
Complaining about something.
Come on, she's trying to eat something she's not supposed to, so I just decided to pick her up instead of getting mad at her.
All right, so you win the Chuba thing. By
that's what I'm talking about.
By puppy cheat.
That's why you picked her up. Good job, Lily.
Yeah, no, I like Chuba. I wouldn't love paying a second for him, because like, he's gonna turn into a pumpkin or a zucchini or something next year.
Yeah, it is his last year of his contract. That's the scary part. But I think he's shown enough to the league that he can be, like I said, a pretty good one cut runner.
Yeah. I probably still always have some kind of backup role as long as he's on a team, you know, probably a decent guy to have on your roster. Again, that's not really a second round pick for me. It's more of maybe 2/3, but I don't think people will probably just decline that.
Depending on the roster, you might be able to do that. It depends on, you know, how bad somebody's hurting, as to what they can do. You know, that's not a terrible offer, but he is a starting running back right now.
Can I throw two names out there? I think this is really more league dependent, but I think if you had some contenders with these guys on their rosters, they might not be contenders because of their availability / performance. And I think that's Austin Eckler and Tony Pollard. So I think Pollard's underperformed a ton and has hit like no touchdowns pretty much. And Eckler, he just missed a lot of the season, right? And I am all about buying Chargers for the stretch run in the playoffs. Yeah. So, you know, Keenan Allen's a pretty obvious one, right? But I think he's a little more expensive than you'd like. But, you know, if you can pay like a first plus, you know, a young guy, like maybe some of the young guys we've been talking about. Yeah.
I was about to say Hubbard in a first, if somebody likes Hubbard, or I would probably even do Warren in a first, though Warren I don't like that nearly as much, but I think that's more realistic to a price point.
Yeah, but that's just something I would consider if those guys are on those teams that maybe aren't performing as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone realizes that Keenan Allen is
He's
kind of a cheat, this season. So he's likely not available at this point. He's already moved. Yeah. That was our show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
you know, at this point we're trying to dig into deeper names that are still sitting around on rosters. I want to bring up somebody real quick before Mike. I think we're going to say goodbye to Mike at one point, and in Austin, if you don't mind, we'll stay on for another 15 or so.
Yeah, that's cool.
I want to throw out what you guys. I want to see what you guys think about the Slim Reaper. Right. So around this time last year, Goddard got hurt. And if you look at the game log, this is when Devonta kind of took off. Right. And it just makes too much sense to me. They're coming off the bye. I think that they're going to look to diversify the offense. AJ Brown has been just drawing so many targets at this point. Or at some point, teams are just going to look to take him away. And I think Smith is always open. And if they start looking at him as the first read, because they know AJ Brown is going to be covered or bracketed or double covered or bracketed, I think he could start moving into that wide receiver one territory again.
So I'm trying to think of a case where someone would be selling Devonta Smith,
yeah,
which I think is harder. So the first thing that came to mind is the Justin Jefferson owner. So what would have to be added to Devonta Smith for Justin Jefferson for y'all to pull the trigger?
A lot. Like, yeah, like I almost said like AJ Brown. You know what I mean? Like a lot.
Breece Hall. A top three first would at least entertain me. Like a you would at least be like, oh, okay. But I mean, I love the idea of trying to buy Devonta, but I agree with Mike. I don't know how you're gonna buy him because in a rebuild, well, he's a perfect piece.
In a rebuild, he's a good piece.
Yeah. If I'm if I give you a first and a second and I'm people laugh rebuild. At really? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. A contender,
especially
first
contenders, first
not
and
even
second.
Close.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
No. Now, two if you want to give me my first back, and I'm the non-contender, and a second, you could catch my attention.
No way. That's yeah. See, there's no way.
Why? I mean, why is he not
your first? The top? If you're a rebuilder.
Yeah, I mean, otherwise,
I'm not giving up one of the top.
You're not
I mean,
giving
if
up
it's one of the top three
the rest of the season.
If it's not one of the top three picks. I'm saying as if I'm buying Devonta Smith, there's no way that I'm giving up that pick. Yeah, like then, one of the top three picks in this coming draft, Drake May, Caleb.
Well, I'm not Caleb saying Williams, I'm 101, but I'm saying I'm not going to make the playoffs or I'm going to be close to the playoffs.
Like 105, 106, like a mid first. Yeah, maybe mid first and a second. I think that's a buy. For
yeah, then, but I'm not selling at 105. See, that's the thing is, I think he's better than the 105.
Mm.
So,
but I don't think he's as good as the 103.
I don't disagree with that. I don't think he's gonna give you the hype that Harrison will.
Right.
Exactly. But I do think he's gonna get you more points than Harrison does. So,
that's well, this year be for my sure.
That's gonna be my leverage.
Yeah.
When you're coming to me with, you know, say you're coming with me with that mid first. I'm going to be like, nah, I'll hold that. And then you'll have to go buy somebody that doesn't retain as much value as Smith does.
All right. Zay Flowers and my 25 first.
For Devonta Smith?
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I don't love it, but it's fine.
As a contender, I would love to have that because then I have somebody that I can plug into my lineup that I believe in. Like, I believe, I'm not freaking out hitting the start button on Devonta Smith on any week. Absolutely. Even though I know his floor can be very scary, I believe in him a lot more than Saint Flowers.
Let me see if I can do that. There's actually a league in where
I was about to say the same thing.
A non-contender has Devonta Smith. I have Zay Flowers. I was trying to get I was trying to get Lamar from him, but he said he wanted Josh Allen, and he said he had Lamar above Josh Allen.
Oh,
which
wow,
Josh Allen still
be a scored
more
carry league.
Yeah, he still scored more points than
Josh Allen's QB1 right now, isn't he? Huh?
Yeah.
Well, they haven't had their bye, I think, have they? I don't think
they have. Yeah, I don't think they have. Yeah. So, I just sent Zay Flowers in 25 first. For Devonta Smith, so we'll see how that goes. He's pretty active too, so might find out before the end of the night.
Nice. All right, that's fun. I like that offer. We'll I think up. We might have nailed that.
Thanks Devonta for the idea, Smith. Jesse.
Yeah. Value right there. Awesome. All right, so can we move on to the crusties? Are there any crusties left out there?
I still have my receiver and tight end. I got bombarded and ignored the rest of the time. I only gave my
running back. Oh, so sorry.
Nobody cares, Austin. So crusty guy.
Probably not. Just kidding. I got a guy that I have on more rosters than I realized, and he's been a lot better than I realized. Rashid Shaheed.
I had him. He's not crusty though. Oh, he's
no,
young. Yeah,
I haven't gone yet. Gotcha. Yeah. Now he's only had four games where you're thrilled you started him, but when you're talking about buying pretty cheap, I think anybody would smash a playoff second for him. Anybody. Not many people have a chance of going 150 and a touchdown in a week.
I'd want a third back.
That's fine. I agree with you. I think he's that cheap.
Is it crazy I like him more with Jameis in there to just catch some bombs and stuff? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm, yeah, that does make sense.
And yeah, he's been involved. And if you play in a league that has punt return or kick return yards, he does that as well. So you can also get a couple points, you know, here or there, especially if he breaks one.
I like it.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, he was on my list right there with Michael Wilson. So
And my tight end is Cade Otton, somebody that of course he had a blow up week, so now the price is gonna be more inflated, but he's been the tight end one all year in Tampa Bay to a quarterback that likes throwing to tight ends. I never understood why I couldn't even sell him for a third in a 1.0 premium league. I needed a roster spot. I had to cut down. I needed to move A-Chain out of taxi. I had like five other tight ends at the time ahead of Otten. I sent a third to everybody in the league and they declined.
Wow.
That's weird.
So now I'm sure they would accept at this point, but I just kept him. I ended up cutting somebody else. And now, you know, he's got 96 points on the season in a regular 0.5 premium league.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, we talked about him a couple weeks ago. He's good, solid third tight end on my roster. I'm very happy moving a third for him. I mean, I think that's highway robbery, though. But if I need a second, I mean, if I need a tight end, I'd send a late second for him. Just because I know I'm going to get some kind of volume, just for catches alone, and then there's some touchdown upside with him.
I've been starting him on a contender. I had Ertz, Goddard, and somebody else get hurt on my tight ends, and he was my four. And I've been starting him every week, and he's done better than most that I could have picked up or traded for cheap.
And I think he's a better player than how we look at him. Yep. It's just that he's in such a shitty offense that we're like, Cade Otton. But if things get better for him next year, you know, if coaching staff gets better, the quarterback gets better, all you can do is cross your fingers. I don't think he can get a lot worse than Baker Mayfield, to be honest.
Yeah, which Baker's been pretty decent this year. We rag on him pretty hard, but he's actually been pretty solid. We just don't like him in the dynasty community. I mean, you can give that look, Jesse, but look at the stats, man. He's actually been pretty solid.
I mean, he's been pretty matchup dependent, hasn't he, I feel like? Or no, I don't know. I haven't followed.
Do you remember Alex Smith?
For fantasy, it is a different discussion. I'm talking in actual football terms.
Gotcha.
The guy that was Kansas City's starter before Mahomes.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's not Mahomes, obviously.
Alex Smith, right? It's the same guy.
Which is was honestly a great QB3 for Dynasty when he was in there. I mean, that's. But yeah, those are my young guys that weren't as good as Mike's, but at least there was something.
Well, I'm gonna do some of my crusties and then I'm gonna head out so you guys can talk about them if you want to.
Okay.
All right, cool. So, Mike, you're stranded on a desert island and you only have like a record player and an old black and white TV set, but you somehow do have an electrical socket so you can plug them in, but you don't know how to work them because you weren't even born yet. So you need some older players to help you out with the technology. Who you bring up?
I think Lockett's an obvious one. You guys have probably talked about already. I would assume so anyways.
We actually have not, and he was on my list. So,
okay. Well then I'll go with Brandon Cooks. So,
we haven't talked about Lockett is what I'm saying.
Oh, I mean, you talk about him while I'm gone.
Okay. Gotcha.
So I'll go with Brandon Cooks, 30-year-old, 9 years in the league, right? Pretty crusty.
Yeah.
But he's been coming on lately. Obviously had just had a huge blow up game. So it might be harder to buy now, but I think he's getting a lot more involved as the two, which should have been happening all year. Logan Thomas is the crustiest of the crusty tight ends / used to be quarterbacks. I really don't have any running backs. I mean, I think Derrick Henry is kind of an obvious one, but I'll kind of stick with the Pollard or Eckler. I feel like they're still someone you can kind of get.
Logan Thomas is like the tight end 13, which should tell you how disgusting that position is. Because it's not, his numbers aren't good. They
but compared to the field, they're not bad.
They exist as numbers.
They're not bad. I mean, he's been double digits the past 4 weeks.
He's like 36 catches for 350 yards.
He missed a couple games too, right? Or a game.
He missed one, and then he played a small snap percentage the one before it.
Our Broncos safety had a cheap shot. That's
exactly
put him into concussion protocol.
Heck, he still scored 11 points that game.
Yeah. So, all right, with that, gents, I am out. Got
hi, buddy.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for joining us. Master's
degree stuff. So, good talk, guys. I'll see you.
Good luck.
See you, bud.
Thanks. I'll need it. Bye.
See you. And then there were two.
Can you get Brandon Cooks for a third still? I have. I got him for a third last year.
This week, no. You should be able to because I think a second's too much.
It is. Because he's going to expire.
I don't think you, after what we just saw, you're going to be able to sell him or buy him for a third. I think you're hoping and dreaming.
What we just saw? Wasn't that 2 weeks ago?
No, that was his birthday because he was on my bench. That's how I know that. And I lost by 4 points. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's put up, 173 in a touchdown.
Yeah.
It's been three out of the last 4 weeks. He's scored touchdowns. Not really been volume dependent until this last week where he had 10 targets, 9 catches.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's
a perfect non-contender sale. If you can get somebody to buy for a second, go ahead and do it. But I don't know if you can.
No way. No way would I pay that. I would pay, like I said, a third. Or somebody that I spent a third on that I don't really like anymore, like Luke Schumacher.
Would you do Hyatt for him if you're a contender?
Mm-mm. No way. I'd probably do Hyatt for Cooks in a third.
Okay.
Or if you had like a handcuff running back that I needed.
I know those would excite you. Those will get your attention.
I mean, if I have ATN and you have Bigsby,
I give you good old Josh Kelly in a third.
Only if I have Eckler.
All right, let's hear some names you got.
All right. So I personally do know how to work a record player because I had one when I was a kid. Had a big Rush sticker on it. Do you even know who Rush is?
Absolutely. My parents are in their 70s. I definitely know who Rush is.
Oh, your parents are in their 70s? Oh, so your parents are my parents' age. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So for the crusty old tight end, running back that I'm taking, his name is Mixon Henry Eckler Mostert.
Whichever one's the cheapest.
Whichever one's available, whichever one's the cheapest. I kind of wanted to just throw them all out there and talk about them as one person, right? Because I don't make any distinction except for.
Well, you better take Eckler in a different. Eckler's definitely in a different tier than that.
Maybe Eckler's in a little bit of a different tier, but he's gone through periods of unproduction this year and injury. So. He's also old as shit. So what? Why?
Because he's elite. He's shown elite this year. None of the other guys you named have.
Derrick Henry
minus Mostert. But
yeah,
Mostert's 31, going on 32 with A-Chain sitting there. So that's why he's so cheap.
Yeah, I was gonna say Mostert's probably cheaper than the other guys. So like I said, whichever one's cheapest, I would take Mostert in a heartbeat if I get him for a third. At this point.
I paid a second for him weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was a most late playoff second. Yeah. Which I think most of those guys are going to be on contenders anyway. Henry may be somebody not because people thought they were going to contend. Mm-hmm. And now they're not. But also, I don't really want to buy him. I mean, I guess I'd pay a second for him. Mm-hmm. But honestly,
yeah,
I value all those guys. I would rather have Mostert, and I don't feel great about Mostert with A-Chain coming back. I'm not sure what the usage is going to be.
Mm-hmm. As far as tight end goes, I mean, but that's my answer. It's the whichever one you, of those guys you can get as the cheapest. But just, I want everybody to understand, if they have these players and they don't think that they should trade them for a second and that's not enough or whatever, understand how close you are to not having them ever again. Right? So, like, if their ACL pops, if Henry's ACL pops, his value's gone. Probably forever. Is anybody believing in the 30-year-old Derrick Henry comeback from the ACL?
I mean, I don't think no, so. But
you're never getting a second for him again. That's for sure. So take what you can get. And the same with Mixon, and the same with Eckler and Mostert. As soon as the season's over, it doesn't matter if he has an ACL or not. He's not worth anything.
I don't agree with Mixon or Eckler in that realm at all, to be honest.
So if either one of those guys pops an ACL on Sunday, you think you can still get a second for him?
Eckler, absolutely. Not when it happens, but when you sit on him and next year, he'll absolutely be worth a second. Mixon's much more difficult. He's not worth much more than 2 seconds now. So, but I think I'm not selling him for a second. There's no chance. I'd rather just hold him. He's in a high-powered offense with not much behind him. I'll just make somebody else pay for him when their running back gets hurt.
I disagree. I think you're getting into take what you can get territory with all of these guys. If I can find somebody that has like the Bugs Bunny cartoon hearts in their eyeballs for Eckler, like you do, to give me 2 seconds for him or a late first, then hey, that's awesome.
Oh my God, I'd give you 2 seconds so fast.
I'm saying it
so fast.
Like now the heart shaped eyeballs are like bulging. Boo, boo,
boo, boo. Yeah, do you have any shares? I mean, no, if you did RB9 on Keep Trade Cut, take it again for a grain of salt. But if you can't get better value than 2 seconds for what the quote-unquote community views as the RB9, then you're doing Dynasty wrong. There's no way he's not worth a first and a second, especially to a contender. Absolutely.
Okay. I don't think he's been all that good, has he?
He hasn't been bad, that's for sure. He's beat me multiple weeks, so...
He's been good 3 weeks in a row, but before that, he was hurt and ineffective.
He was good week one. He got hurt
week one
to the bye. Yeah. Then he had two weeks coming back from injury, and he's been 20-plus 3 weeks in a row. Mm. I mean, there's just no way that's not worth a first plus.
All right.
But that's just me. I don't see how I would – like I said, I'd pay 2 seconds so fast if that came to me. Kind of like how you did with that Brian Robinson trade today. I would click on his name and make sure I didn't see an ACL tear, and I would accept it.
I just had to make sure I didn't have Bijan Robinson in that
league. Yeah, when I saw the trade, that's what I thought it was. And I was like, oh, okay, that's a cheap price for Bijan. I was like, wait, no, that's a Commander's uniform.
I seriously thought I was getting the 106. But that's all right. I mean, 112 and
actually. Yeah, I think that's just fine.
But I would love to trade Henry before the season's over.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tight ends. This is a weird category because when tight ends get into, like, you have to lower the age bar. Like, 27 is crusty for it, like 28 for a tight end, because we don't really have older ones right now besides Kelsey, right? That are effective. I don't know. So, like, my favorite is Njoku.
That's who mine was going to be. That's really the only one that's not expensive that I like.
Yeah.
There are some other names that, sure, if you buy him and take a prayer, but he's really the only name that I was looking through. I'm like, okay, if he's my guy that I have to play, I at least feel like I could get 15 points any given week.
So I think if I see Njoku, Engram, or even Taysom Hill on somebody's roster that's not a playoff team, I think I'd try to get him for a second.
Yeah, Ingram's another one. That's true.
I think maybe I don't think you can get Engram for a second, though.
I agree. And I'm not sure you can get either for a second. Maybe in 0.5, you might could pull Njoku for a single second.
You might have to give him like a young player or something.
Yeah.
Sitting on your taxi, Cedric Tillman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tennessee fan.
Possible. Yeah. And I guess Taysom Hill. I'm a Panthers fan. He's one of the few players in the league I just hate. And he's one of them. And it's for fantasy purposes and real life purposes.
He cracks me up, man. Just available at any position. Just, hey guys, I'm open.
I guess as a Saints fan, I'd love him, but I'm not one of those. So
if he was an Eagle, I would absolutely love him.
Yeah,
absolutely. I would love, I don't understand. Well, I guess, well, what people don't understand with the Philly push play is that it works because of Jason Kelce more than
anything. Oh yeah, of course.
So like, you can't just get a big quarterback and be like, it's going to work every time. But that being said, I'd be trying that play with him constantly.
Yeah. I saw a tweet or an X, whatever you want to call it, recently saying, why don't other teams use one of their skill position guys instead of the quarterback back there? You know, use, for instance, a Derrick Henry. Why would you not try that?
Does make sense. But I forget who we were playing, but a couple weeks ago, another team tried it against us, and they got three offensive linemen hurt.
Yeah. Oh, it's a very dangerous play. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So
I guess it's my turn. Is that right? Or did you already hit? You hit up at each position, didn't you?
That's it. Yeah, we haven't done quarterback, but maybe
we can finish with that. Because you made tight end easy for me. That was my one guy I felt pretty good about.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
I'll start with running back, and it's probably James Conner. I've been trying to buy him while he's on IR. Got him for a third in a league that I needed a running back. I don't really want to pay a second for him. I'd much rather get a mix-in from you for a second. But I think they're similar production outlooks the rest of the season. I would much rather, if I can, like I said, James Conner for a third and somebody cheap. I think that's a great price for a contender for a cheap buy. Mostert's obviously a good one, but I get a little worried what we see over the next couple of weeks with A-Chain, but I think he'll still get enough work to still be usable.
Yeah, at this point, you might have to give up a little more than a third, maybe two-thirds for Connor. I think that's pretty fair.
Yeah, I would do that.
150th time coming back off of injury. If you can get him for the rest of the season, it's definitely worth it. And then you can't expect to ever get anything more than that out of him.
Nope. No, there's just hope to flip for a third next year if you're not contending.
Yeah, there are just James Conner lovers out there, though. He always seems to have value to somebody.
Yeah, I mean, he's been solid. He's been a fine running back for the past couple of years. And at some points, really good.
He always surprises me and is better than I expect him to be.
Yep.
Right on. Yeah, that's a good one.
For receiver, Tyler Lockett was the first name I had. So we probably do need to talk about him a little bit.
Yeah, I had Lockett too. So all three of us had Lockett.
Which might mean that somebody's already bought him in your league, considering all three of us came up with the same cheap name.
Yeah, I bought him. The one place where I went out and bought a couple of veterans was, it was sent to me and I just accepted, but it was Amari Cooper and Lockett for an early second and a late second.
It's fair. I think that's kind of right on cue. I think Cooper for an early second and Lockett for a late second is kind of right where it needs to be.
Yeah, because Cooper's not exactly expiring. I think he just turned 29.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So I think he's got a couple more years in him. Where Lockett is 30, he might have another year. He might not. I think his contract's up.
I think you're right. I think he's most likely out after this year, but he'll get signed somewhere and most likely be a pretty productive kind of wide receiver two or three on our team.
Yeah, he's a really good player.
Absolutely. Excellent hands.
Yeah. I expect him. Yeah. And just if he loses If he loses a step, it'll take a lot out of his game.
And the other guy I had that has broken my heart for enough years that I shouldn't do it, but I pay a playoff second for Sutton if somebody hasn't already. He's just been too consistent.
Made that trade today. I sold Sutton for I don't know, second. I traded him for a random second. I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, he's just been too consistent, man. I mean, he's double digits all but 1 week this year, this season. It's tough. I mean, it's great to have as a flex option. And if somebody happened to hold on for all these years and they're not contending, they've got to want to get rid of him at this point as someone who's had him everywhere to nowhere.
I saw him on my – somebody posted like, hey, I'm looking to upgrade my flex spot. And I was like, done. And he needed a quarterback too. And so I sent him Stafford for his late first and I don't know, second. It wasn't his second. It was just some other random second. Mm-hmm. And he countered with just Sutton for the second. So I took it. But I was surprised that he wouldn't pay late first for Stafford when he needed a quarterback.
I don't really want to either.
No.
No, I don't want to. I'd rather spend my first elsewhere. If I got that dire once I saw him healthy again, I probably would, but I don't want to.
Would you rather have him or Gino?
That's crazy. That was my quarterback name, Gino.
Okay.
I think Gino's I'm gonna be a little bit longer out of him, and I feel a little bit better, a little bit less injury history. Stafford for years has been one injury away from needing to retire.
Yeah.
So I think I'd rather have Gino.
It does concern me that Stafford could easily retire in the offseason.
Yeah.
Russ scares the shit out of me that he could just straight up get cut and be the biggest dead
Wilson?
Cap.
Russ?
Russ Wilson, yeah.
Oh, he's the biggest
dead cap hit.
Russ has been pretty good this year. I actually wanted to make him my contender buy, but I think if he's not getting too expensive, then he's probably the number one I need a quarterback contender buy.
I mean, I already have. I bought him for like a series, like a second and a series of things that could be seconds or thirds.
Yeah.
It was like 2 seconds and a third, I think.
I would rather spend my playoff first on him than Stafford easily.
Yeah, I agree, because Stafford, like, it's really a real concern that he could retire in the offseason. There was talk about it last offseason. But the difference between Stafford and Geno to me is that Stafford's good and Geno's not. Geno has been really bad this year.
Yeah, and he's coming.
Even in that last game where he put up numbers last Sunday, he was not good. So that concerns the shit out of me that they're going to look to replace him.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he's definitely not a long-term solution, but again, neither is Stafford. So it kind of goes hand in hand. I think that's
he is a good quarterback right now. With one of the best offensive coaches in football. Mm-hmm. I do hope that ticks back up though. Like, we really need to get him in there throwing the cup and Nakua. It's been a
few. Yeah. We've seen it's that. Been Puka's. I wonder how far Puka's value's fallen. I wonder.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that today when I have Nakua on that team where this guy's like, hey, I want to upgrade my flex spot. I'm like, oh, can I cash out for like a first and a second for Nakua? And I went to send it and I was like, nah, I really want to get something done with this guy. I'm not going to fuck with him. So in my mind, that means it's probably fallen pretty far.
Yeah, he again, what it takes, keep trade cut, has him at wide receiver 11.
Still.
Yep. Now he's dropped two spots. I agree, because the next name's Devonta Smith, and I told you that last week. If we could swap straight up, oh my gosh, I would have been thrilled.
I just think the heat is off of him at this point. Yep. People kind of forget. So he needs another cup, like blow-up game for people to remember.
Agreed. But again, he's been a sell for me since the beginning. I actually sold the one share I had too early. I messed up, but I've watched too many, sizzling pans get cold really fast.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. I like him too much, and I like the team The two shares I have, I got one in the fifth round, and the other one I spent all my fab on. So like I just love those two shares, and I've been starting them. You know, they've kind of been giving me a lift. So I didn't really want to trade them at this point. I looked to, and anyway,
it's not the time. I don't think you need Stafford to come back and get him a couple of those 10 target games. And then if you want to sell, you get back into that tier of trying to hope to get Devonta Smith.
Right. Exactly. Let's see. I think we've talked about everyone on my list.
I think that was everything. I have one little brag moment.
Okay.
My boy is at QB4 on the season. Mr. Sam Howe.
I saw three, but okay, four.
Okay, even better. I'm thrilled. He actually looks good most weeks too. Getting the ball out of the pocket a little bit quicker as well, which was my biggest gripe. But hey, I'm happy. Hopefully he can stay there for a couple more years because I got a lot of shares.
He's still on a record-setting pace, just to trip you up a little bit on your victory
lap. On sacks, you're correct.
Record-setting pace for sacks,
Which part of that is because the beginning of the season, oh my goodness, it was ridiculous. But he's improved on the getting the ball out a little bit better.
Yeah, we had a hard time getting to him until the end of the game.
Yep. Yeah, just I was shocked looking at the rankings. I mean, like I said, I have them everywhere, but it feels so weird. Like, I have a lot of leagues where I have Deshaun Watson and I have Howell as my third. Mm-hmm. And I've just been starting Howell, and it feels so weird doing that. You know, even somebody that's been Howell proponent since the beginning of the season, it's like, man, I probably shouldn't be doing that. But every week he keeps outscoring him.
I've been starting Stroud over Deshaun Watson for like 4 or 5 weeks now.
Yeah.
When Stroud was on bye, I was pissed.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Stroud's that's something we'll have to discuss at the end of the season, barring he keeps it up where he needs to be at the in the quarterback rankings.
Speaking of quarterbacks, there's a couple names I want to talk about. First is Dak. So as gross as it is for it to come out of my mouth, I think Dakota Rain is kind of a buy right now.
Well, I think there are the buy window.
Really?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Dude's been good. Somebody sees him.
Has been good
the past four games. I mean, he's probably like on this league. It looks like he's averaging over 33 or 34 points a game. I mean, you don't buy now. Now's not the time to buy.
All right. So I guess this is just what it takes for me to actually come around on this puke bag.
Yeah, is that you actually can admit that? Oh man, he's actually pretty good.
He's all right.
I mean, he's QB6 on the season, and it's not just because of one blow-up game.
I mean, it's not.
He's been damn good, to be honest.
He's still gross to me. Like he's still going to throw three interceptions in his first playoff game this year, right?
He might.
He is.
Well, he'll get to play the NFC South person most likely, so he'll get a win the first week, first game.
Nope. They will choke in that game, mark my words, right now. As sure as his fans are wearing jean shorts, they will choke.
So what are you paying for Dak? This is going to be terrible, audience, but let's hear it. What are you paying for Dak?
I was trying to pay like Daniel Jones and a pick if I had to be like my contenders first.
Yeah, I think you're going to get ignored, much less rejected. I think you're looking. I don't think Stafford in a first gets it. I don't think Geno in a first gets it. I'm looking to see some names.
See, Daniel Jones is specific though, because it may persuade them to get points off their roster, and then it would have to be somebody that kind of believes in Daniel Jones or did before he got hurt.
Yeah, I've seen quite a decent amount of trades for Daniel Jones go in my leagues that I'm in, and I haven't really seen any valued above 2 seconds of what I would call 2 seconds.
Yeah, so first and 2 seconds is not enough for Dak. Well,
that's the highest. I saw 2/3. I saw actually, I think it was Jaylen Warren straight up. So I mean, it's. I mean, I paid a first, a second, and Daniel Jones for golf. So I think that's more of where you're looking at is if you can get a second out of them because you need to sell them, which most managers are going to know you need to sell them.
All right. So since we're talking about QB trades and we talked so much last week about QB trades and Mike and I were trying to make a trade.
Oh yeah. We need to talk about that one. That was a good trade.
Yeah. Let's talk about the trade that I made in that situation. Right. So I had Daniel Jones. I had to do something. I also had Anthony Richardson. So like it's a start two quarterback league.
With a point per carry, and it's 10-man league, so that both needs to be prefaced.
I had to do something, right? I had to make a move for a quarterback. I tried to get something done with Mike. Wasn't really happening. Mr. Seven firsts for Lamar. So I traded – let me just bring it up so I can be accurate. It was Anthony Richardson and my 24 contenders first, which, to be fair, I'm second-tier contender.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like a 3, 4, 5 contender.
Yeah. For Will Levis, Olave, and his second. Right, the guy I traded with who is not a contender. It's kind of a high second. I think he's like – it would be like 204 right now.
Okay.
But it's a 10-team league, so
yeah.
That's the 14th pick, kind of like the 202.
Yep.
So yeah, I'm not moving a first as much as I am moving down, right? Into the early second. And I get Olave. It just depends a lot on what happens with Will Levis.
Yeah, I thought it was a good trade. It felt pretty even all the way around, which a lot, you know, it, in a trade like that, it doesn't feel like it happens a ton.
Yeah. I started out trying to do Daniel Jones and a pick for Levis. And then we kind of went back and forth with Richardson. He was like, no, it's not going to happen for Jones. But we could talk about Richardson and who do you like on my roster? And I was like, oh, Olave. So it sort of came together pretty quickly. He was willing to deal Olave. You know, I love that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still a Rich in the first for me in the trade because I'm not a Levis believer. But at the time, the value was dead on. I think it was – you see the trade, you're like, oh, it makes perfect sense.
I was never a Levis believer. Until I actually saw him on an NFL field. And now I've seen the best of him and hopefully the worst of him. Yeah, you know, hopefully. I've seen him look really good and not as good, but he hasn't gone out and just, you know, stunk the place up. He kind of what works for him kind of works against him.
Yeah.
Sometimes where he'll kind of sling it around and he probably should have thrown 3 or 4 picks in that game, last game where he threw one.
Correct. So, that's kind of what he is. He slings the thing around and you hope that goes to the right person.
Right. But the big play ability with him, I think, is huge. And I think he'll hold value to the point where if I get sick of him, I can still deal him for something I do like at a decent value with some upside. I might even... You know, if he has a big game or two, I assume you or do you have Bryce Young in that league?
No.
Okay.
I only have at the end of the draft, I only had 2 Bryce shares. I've since traded for 2. But yeah, I try not to in quarterbacks unless it's an elite quarterback. I try not to buy into too many shares, and because quarterback can be a safe asset until it's not. So yeah. I'll try to buy up into elite guys. Like I have so many Burrow shares. I think it's like 9 of 18 leagues I have a Burrow in.
Wow.
And that's mostly because I bought cheap when he got hurt. And I've held since.
What, this year?
No. What, 2 years ago? 3 years ago?
Oh, gotcha.
And I've just held since because I got them for so cheap. But yeah, I'm much more into the ideally two elite guys. And then I like the upside guy, like a Levis is my third, or like a Howell is my third, and hope that's hit. But that's my preference on building the Superflex rosters. Let me just pay now for the two big guys, and I'll figure out the third as it comes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I agree with that. I'm wondering if at some point I can work Levis into Bryce Young.
Now I think you could get a plus. Now.
Really? Right now.
Yeah. I think most people would prefer Levis over Young. Now, it kind of sucks with the bad game he had, but Levis, yeah. I mean, Bryce has had bad games basically all season for fantasy. Minus one game, I think it is, maybe two.
Yeah, I have to think about that. That's something I might want to do.
Yeah. I ironically, a couple weeks ago, looked at the same after Levis had the big game.
Yeah.
I looked to move Levis, and I only have him in two leagues. And, of course, it's two leagues where I'm rebuilding, and I have Bryce as well, so I couldn't even do it.
Good old Nate 97. I'll never get a deal done.
I got one more quarterback trade. Went down this week, and it felt extremely cheap, and you're probably going to think so too because of one player involved, but I would like to discuss it. A contender needed a quarterback, sent three first, one's top five, probably four or five. One's a playoff, but I don't think he's a top two team, so let's just assume like 9 or 10. His 25 first, so again, let's assume playoff, and Christian Watson for Jalen Hurts and what will be an early second. So it feels extremely cheap, and I even said it in the chat. I was like, man, that feels like a great price to buy Jalen Hurts.
Am I in that league? I've seen that trade somewhere
you
before.
You are.
Okay. What league is that?
International, the auction league.
Okay.
So the guy
I'm that leaving that picks, league. That's why I don't care.
The guy that had the pick said the auction made it the values differently because it can obtain, you know, one big piece by using the two first. But to me, the first of the first, like I'm not going to look at them any differently until I'm at the draft. So what do you think about that? So it's, you know,
three firsts and Christian Watson.
Yeah. For Hurts and what's going to be look like the 102 or one or 202 or 203.
And you said it's the 105.
Yeah. It's looking like 104 at best. It's looking like 105 to me, and then let's call it 109.
No, he has no chance. He has no chance to replace him. It has to, if you're talking about one of the top three quarterbacks, Mahomes, Allen, or Hurts, as far as perceived value goes, whether it's that way or points in points or not, it has to start with the 101 or 102.
I don't disagree with you. I think it's missing a first, and I think the second needs to be out of there.
You can throw as many late firsts at me as you want. I'm going to tell you to pound sand.
I will say in the auction, he has a somewhat of right because you can add up the value. So, you know, that 109, and let's say he had the 111 in there too. Well, then that lets
I forgot me. You said it's for the.
Yeah. So I understand it a little bit, but man, that's still.
It I need 10 super cheap. But yeah, I need 101 and probably two other mid firsts and something else, and not Christian Watson.
Yeah, I knew the Watson.
Something else is not Christian Watson.
Make you out on the trade in general.
Well, I mean, you can substitute a young player that I do like.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Let's swap a receiver that you do like this young. I was trying to think of
Nico Collins.
That you liked. Okay, yeah, that's a good one. So let's say it's that. If they remove the second, does it at least entice you some? Like, is it somewhere in the ballpark of price? Like, what are you having to pay for Hurts? Not from you, because you're a Philly fan. I need you to be a little bit, you know, unbiased here. And is three first and Nico Collins a fair offer to give?
If Hurts? One of the three firsts is the 101 or 102 and the other are like mid, then yes. But in that scenario, that's not. So no.
Okay. I was just curious. We don't talk, it's not very rarely do you see the top tier guys moved. So I wanted to bring that up. You know, it's a tough price point to pay.
Yeah, I think it's a little light.
I agree.
And also you have to understand that in an auction to get the top tier guys in a rookie auction, you have to overpay.
Yep, it's almost always above the 101 to get, like Bijan last year went like 200 above the 101, which was another first.
I paid so much more than the 101 to get the 101 the last few years in auction leagues. So. Yep.
You have him in this league, didn't you? Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I paid I'm pretty sure you paid, but it was basically two firsts, the 101 and like the 110 for Bijan.
I think it was worth 500 and I paid like 700.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I agree. Yeah. That's the crazy part about auctions. Is they can go super cheap. Like you can get guy. I think I got Levis in this league for like $32.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Anthony Richardson went for above the 102 price.
I'm in two auction leagues. One of them's Patreon 11, and I've had to rebuild both of them because I had no idea what I was doing in the startup. Patreon 11, I rebuilt beautifully, and it's gone great. And I don't have to worry about not having the 101 if I finish last again. But in that international league, I do have to worry about that, and I'm over it. I'm just out on that
format. It's tough. I drafted terrible, and that was my first auction as well. And what is this, year three or four in this league? Mm-hmm. And my roster's finally coming to the point where I'm a mid-pack team. Finally. Mm-hmm. Now, I still have three firsts for next year, so I'm keeping it going. But, man, it's been tough.
I hear you.
It is a lot of fun, though. When you get in the draft,
yeah,
that auction's a lot of fun.
I guess. If Sleeper had better controls, it would be more fun.
I think they'll adjust this year, I hope, because they've changed stuff every offseason, so I'm hoping that that's something they adjust.
Hope so. All right, man. We are way over. I think we got to get out of here.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it was too much fun. All right, so I just want to remind everybody to subscribe to the DWZ Network. I mean, it's a ridiculous value that you get everything for free. You get us. You know, you get Dynasty War Games, Dynasty War Zone with Dallas and Memphis and Jerry, and then you get the rookie rundown with Memphis. No, with Dallas. Man,
my
it's
man
getting
is tired.
Late. I'm getting
my man
tired.
Is
tired. Hope you all learned something tonight. Thanks for joining us, and we are out.
Peace.
Chase my problems and time keeps on dragging. Can't get away from the fact I've been slacking. Oh, despite the cost, you know I got to trot on. Trot on.
Hey. Now it's a long, long road, and every day it is a struggle. Still, we try to get ahead and turn
a single into a double.
Every curve we face along the road, it is the trouble. Try to wreck, we try to turn, we into rubble. Say it's not easy.
Oy, oy.
Won't you sound like it's a cliche,
hey,
but the one thing we know, you only reap that you sow, and the crop that you owe today, tomorrow it goes without,
lost in the frame.